April. Next Sunday is the first Sunday of March. There will be no catechism class and no mass in the Saint in Birmingham. And next Friday and next Saturday are the first Fridays and Saturdays of the month. And I encourage you, as always, to read and digest the bulletin. Arise, do not be afraid, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. My good people, we are in the middle of Lent, and all we read and all we see and all we hear about during Lent, usually, is a cross, carrying our cross. And that is as it should be. However, there is more to Lent and more to the Passion of our Lord than just the carrying of the cross. The Passion was followed by Easter. In fact, the entire life of our Lord was lived with that one point in view, with that one end as his aim, his triumph over death. My good people, as we look around us and we see the world and the things about the world falling more and more apart, and things becoming less and less uncertain, and we keep saying things can't possibly get worse, only to have them worse the next day. Our families falling apart. Our marriages breaking up. Our children going every which way. We have so much from the viewpoint of the world to justify our becoming despondent. But my good people, we mustn't. We mustn't let anything, no matter how grievous or how horrible or how terrifying it may be, we must not let nothing separate ourselves from the view of our Lord and his triumph over everything. We must always keep Easter before us. We must always live for our own Easter. If we keep Easter, eternity, in mind, all these other things, no matter how much worry they may instill in us, how much discouragement or despondency, we will know that there is light at the end of the tunnel, that there is happiness in spite of all the gloom and the doom we feel and we see and we hear. It's when we forget about Easter that we give way to despair, that we worry excessively, that we give up resisting temptation because all we do is fall again. So why try? But if we keep Easter, if we keep eternal happiness If we keep God always in our focus, or when it comes out of focus, if we make the effort to put it back in focus, our lives have a meaning. And we will understand that all this other stuff will come to an end someday, together with our bodies. But our souls will live in an eternal Easter. So my good people, in spite of everything else, I don't care if it's persons, places, or things that are against us, let's aim for the Easter. Let's pick up our cross and walk with our Lord on the way of Calvary toward Easter. May God bless each one of you and each one of us, and help us on the way to our Easter. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.